Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team at Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are things going with you?
Well, pretty good considering the fact that I can't see you over the monitors because somebody stuck me with the Billy Barty chair here.
We do. We're doing this blind for sure.
I got the short chair.
And it managed to be government shutdown and all. We're still on the airwaves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't close us down.
So, timely topic. I'm glad we talked about that last week. It seemed like a lot of the stuff that we were projecting happened, you know, did, and we're still kind of trying to work through some of that. As always, in here in the studio with us, lending expert Mr. Tom Coyne from Sterling. Tom, how are you?
I am doing great. I'm a little disappointed that John shut off that show Wipeout we were just watching.
Yeah, I know. He thought we were going to be distracted in the studio having the video monitors
on. It's a rerun.
Very, very good. So, interesting week on the national scale. There's been a ton of talk in the national media about how the shutdown is affecting consumer confidence, how that's going to affect the housing market, where things are going. So, a lot of uncertainty out there in it, but on a local scale, we've still been very busy. There's still been a lot. We put together a lot of contracts this week. And so, shockingly so, you know, business is a little bit as usual with a couple delays on some of those federal programs and stuff that Tom will talk to us about. Our celebrity story of the week, since we're kind of been talking about that political arena and what's going on, thought we'd do a little bit a story on, we had talked about this a couple of years ago, but Mitt Romney is back in the mix buying property this time. We had reported a couple of years ago prior to elections that he had gotten rid of and sold a couple of properties. One of those he had sold was a vacation home in Park City. He sold it to race car driver Hal Pruitt for $5.25 million. Now, I think he started to miss that snow skiing because he's back in Park City and bought a house that was previously listed for $8.9 million.
Mm.
8,000 square foot ski in, ski out cabin. This place is absolutely incredible. I mean, it was six private suites, entertainment kitchen, like I said, ski in, ski out. So he is back purchasing property in those resort towns.
8,000 square foot vacation home.
Yeah, and he also owns a townhouse in Boston and a home in La Jolla. So he is definitely doing okay, I think.
Must be nice, Lance.
So gorgeous, gorgeous pictures, fun to check out and look at online. So one of the things we wanted to get into, we have a lot of guests coming up the next couple weeks, and so we're super excited to announce that. Definitely tune in next week. We're going to have the mayor of Kennewick is going to be on the show. And then we're going to have some of the local assessors on the show. So a lot of guests coming up the next couple of weeks. So before we went to kind of special category guests, I thought before we kind of went into that range, we would go over once again. One of the things we did a lot this week was we did a lot of interviews with potential sellers. And so one of the things is, as a seller, what questions should you be asking when you're interviewing either your lender in Tom's choice case or your real estate agent? So one of the first things that we answer a lot and that we came up with is, number one is you should be asking your agent, what is your average days on the market for the last 90 days? We kind of like to break that down for 90 days so you can look at that cycle as for what has been happening in the current market. You want to know this for your planning purposes. What it comes down to is you're going to be trying to figure out how long is the house going to be on the market, how many more mortgage payments should I estimate looking at, and what are the results in that recent market. And so that will really help for your planning and let you know what kind of results that you should be looking at. Kind of a follow-up question to that, and a lot of consumers don't end up asking this, and it's really important to present, is what is the absorption rate for homes like mine? And that's a really important question. And the absorption rate really is when we're looking at the number of current homes like yours actively available versus how many are selling monthly. So if you're looking at, if you get down to your specific neighborhood and you're looking at, say, you're on the east side of Road 68, north of the highway, that kind of breaks it down to a specific area, and you see that there is 40 homes currently active that are two stories, roughly your same square footage, and only four of those a month are selling, that could be potentially a problem because that's a 10-month supply of homes that are currently on the market, considering if no new ones came on the market.
And that's going to affect the price you sell with.
It really will, because sometimes you look up, say then you don't go to a two-story. Say in that same neighborhood, if you're giving overall statistics versus absorption rates for houses like yours, it could really be a mistake. If you go into that same neighborhood and you look at Rambler 1,300-square-foot starter homes, three-bedroom, two-bath, then all of a sudden, that exact same neighborhood, but for houses like yours, those are selling very quickly. Those type of houses, for instance, are down to a 3.5 to 4 month supply in that same neighborhood. So really saying to the person you're interviewing, what do you think the absorption rate is for houses like mine? And that really will give you a good idea of how competitive you need to be. If you're in a 3 month supply of homes category, you can kind of inch towards the middle top of that price point for what those comps have sold. If you're down below that and you're looking at 10 to 15 month supply, we're going to have to be the most competitive home in that category if you want to get the number of showings you need to make that happen. So that can make a big, big difference. The next thing that we come across that we get a lot of is, and this is a very important one, is what percentage of homes that you represented in the last 6 months or in the last year were seller versus buyer? And that is a big, big question because the average agent represents buyers 80% of the time, and sellers only 20% of the time. Hmm. So what that means is the average agent out there really has listed and sold very few homes. So if you're looking to interview somebody, you want to sit down with them and say, in the last year, how many homes have you actually sold where you represented the seller? And that number will give you an idea of the type of experience that you're looking at and what you're dealing with. You want to make sure that you're with an agent that has listed and sold a large amount of homes because it is a different skill set. It involves different websites, different marketing budgets, and really forces you to look at a business plan of somebody that has done that. So we've represented a huge number of sellers in the last 6 months, and we also have a specific buyers team put together to represent our buyers. One of the things you're looking at is that you really have to be specialized in those areas to be able to give the type of service that those folks need.
Let me break it down for you. Just hire Lance. You're being too modest.
Thank you for that, McKay. Well, these are real interview questions we get, and these are my favorite types of interviews when I go and meet with sellers because the seller is very well informed. It gives us a great, I love it. When I go to an appointment like this and the seller pulls out a list of 8 questions and says, I have some questions that I'd like to answer. That's when I really get excited because I know they've done their research. I know they're looking for something specific and we have the information available to answer those questions. So great, great things to be asking. When we come back, we're going to put Mr. Tom Coyne on the hot seat and say, what questions should we be asking you as our lender when we look at making that decision to hire?
And we'll be right back on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We had a great experience the last couple weeks as we came up with some awesome questions that sellers had given us through an interview process, and we've got a lot of great educated sellers that we've come across. And so we kind of put that list together and says, gosh, that makes a great show. What are these sellers asking us, and what should other people be considering when they look to hire an agent to represent a huge financial transaction in their life? And that is the potential sale or purchase of a house. Now, on the same side, I know there's some things to think about on the lending side. So what's the update over on your side, Tom, with what's going on in the lending world? I know it's been crazy the last couple of weeks. You've had to deal with a lot. You had a lot to deal with anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And then you throw the shutdown involved, and it just further complicates things.
Yeah, just a little update on that shutdown. We are proceeding on all conventional loans without tax return transcripts. So that was a big hurdle we overcame. We're still going to request them. They're not coming back. And we're just going to process loans like normal without them. FHA, the case numbers so far are still coming through. So FHA loans, we haven't seen an interruption yet.
Great.
USDA is still down. Their offices are closed. So that's really the main loan program that we're seeing delays in. So
I really hope, because we do a significant number of those. And so I really hope that we can get that open as fast as possible.
Yeah, hopefully. So I really feel bad for the people who are in a USDA transaction right now, because there's a ton of uncertainty of when is this shutdown going to be over, and when can my file get to USDA to get reviewed.
Right. Well, I think there's some deadlines bigger than you and I coming up that hopefully some people work some things out, okay?
Well, Lance, when someone goes in to talk to you, there's a completely different set of questions that they should be asking than if they come and meet with me. So when someone comes in and talks about getting pre-approved and finding out what's going to be their best loan option to purchase their home, they quite often don't even know where to start or what questions they should be asking. A good and thorough loan officer will be asking the client several questions about their financial background, also what their goals and intentions are with the property. What helps me more than anything when I'm interviewing a client is when they provide any and all information that they think could even possibly be pertinent to the loan approval. This could be anything from, where's the down payment coming from? Are they getting a gift? Do they have it in their retirement? That all structure or plays into how we need to structure the loan. How long do they intend to live in the home, or how long do they plan on having the mortgage? Are they planning on any employment changes coming up in the future? What other forms of income do they have coming in? Do they pay alimony, child support? I mean, the list could go on and on. But anything that could possibly be pertinent to the loan, it's great to just have that disclosed up front. So those are just a few examples that I'll be asking clients that will quickly tell me what's going to be their best loan program. However, there are several questions that the borrower can be asking me to ensure they're getting the best loan program that fits their needs. The first question, and maybe the most important question a client should be asking, is why is this the best loan program for me? Too often when I see clients that are shopping around for the mortgage and I ask them, what have you been quoted by other lenders? They'll tell me a program that clearly isn't their best option. Certain programs are just easier to process than others. Maybe they're a safer bet for an easy approval. However, they may not necessarily be in the client's best interest. So, for example, if I see a client with a 720 credit score getting approved for an FHA loan, quite often they'll qualify for a conventional loan, and it likely would be a much better program for them. By asking, why is this my best option, you should be able to get all the information you need to ensure that you're getting the loan program that best suits your needs and your financial situation. Similar to the previous question, a client can ask, what are the other loan programs that I qualify for? So most loan programs have pros and cons. By having your loan officer tell you the pros and cons, you're once again ensuring that you're getting the best program, and there aren't any other options out there that may have been overlooked or not presented to you.
Well, there's so many different programs, and I think even being in the business, every time I talk to you or go to your office, I'm always surprised by something else you tell me, and I even am in the business. And so from a consumer standpoint that hasn't done it, generally people live in their house 5 to 7 years, that hasn't done that in the last 5 to 7 years, well, it's a different world with massively amounts of different programs than before. So I think that is a great question of what is the best program for me and why would I pick X over Y?
Yeah, exactly. And there are just a ton of options out there. And what may have been a great program 5 years ago may not be the best program now. You know, just a few years back, FHA was about 70% of the loans being processed. And that number is down to, I think, around 30%.
Right.
So it's just not as good of a program as it used to be. There's a lot of great options out there. But by asking those two questions, you're going to make sure you're getting the best program for yourself. So another question I had put down here, what are my different options for paying mortgage insurance? Mortgage insurance is the fee that clients pay when they don't have 20% to put down on their loan. What I'm covering here mainly applies to conventional loans because FHA, VA, and USDA all have set mortgage insurance premiums. However, conventional has several different ways of paying the mortgage insurance. Not only that, the premiums that you pay for mortgage insurance can vary by the mortgage insurance company that the lender chooses to go with. I always compare 2 to 3 mortgage insurance companies to my clients. We want to make sure we're getting the lowest rate. There's only a handful of mortgage insurance companies out there in the U.S. All lenders use the same, but what those mortgage insurance companies charge can vary quite a bit. Mortgage insurance for conventional loans, it's all risk-based. And what that means is the more risk the client poses based on their credit history, their income, their debts, the higher the premium will be. And what one MI company thinks is really risky, maybe another company doesn't view that as much risk. So it's important to find out what are my different mortgage insurance options to make sure you're setting it up the best way you can. The other questions are questions we see on every transaction. One is there a prepayment penalty on this loan?
Definitely need to know.
It's pretty rare to see prepayment penalties these days. We don't have any loans with prepayment penalties. However, it's still important to verify you're getting a loan that doesn't charge you a fee if you pay it off early. The second question we hear all the time is this a fixed rate loan? This is a question we hear a lot because consumers have heard all the bad press about adjustable rate mortgages, which in my opinion is actually somewhat unwarranted at times. There are a lot of situations where a client could benefit from an ARM. However, if your situation deems that a fixed rate loan is in your best interest, then you want to be certain that's what you're getting. The last question that's important for people to ask is there a balloon payment on this loan? A balloon payment says something along the lines of, regardless of what the balance is in 5 years, it has to be paid off. And if you're not able to pay it off on that balloon date, the lender can call your loan due, and if you can't pay it, it can go into foreclosure. So again, very rare. None of our loans have balloon payments, but it's important to make sure the loan you're getting doesn't have one as
well. Well, and then I end up getting those calls 4 or 5 years later, hey, I need to sell my house in the next 2 months because a balloon payment's due. And those problems are from those last three questions you just mentioned are usually the biggest problems I see from the real estate perspective on the other side.
Yeah, it's important to go over those. They're not as common as they used to be. There's been a lot of changes to more protect the consumers, which is a good thing. But just make sure you know what you're getting. I love the opportunity to chat with you when you're shopping around for your loan. These are all questions I just naturally answer for my clients when we're going through the application. It's really important for me to know that they're comfortable with the loan program they're getting and they're 100% confident that I have their best interest in mind. A lot of business, Lance, as it does for you, comes from past client referrals, and it's really a testament to the service my team and I provide.
It really is. We source every piece of business that we get, and we get a lot from radio and the listeners, and we thank you from that, but our biggest portion of our business is still, even as aggressive as we are in those arenas, is still from past clients and sphere of influence referrals. So, yeah, we definitely thank everybody for that. And that only happens and stays that way if you're providing good service to get those referrals.
You know, it sounds like when you watch TV and you see those funny little ads with the reptile, perhaps some companies just process you a certain way because it's easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is true.
No, it's 100% true. And that is, you know, we always laugh about it, but Tom and I always say, hey, we're going to see you on Saturday morning for the radio show, so don't screw up this file. Because, I mean, seriously, if Tom just blows off my clients Saturday morning, I mean, we're going to have words before the show. And same thing when he sends clients to us that need to sell. So we definitely, that seeing each other, being in that local community, having that working relationship makes a huge, huge difference. That's a great point, McKay.
And plus, a lot of people know our physical address here in San Francisco.
Yes, exactly, where the studio is, for sure.
I know where I can find those guys Saturday morning.
Yes. So we've got, as always, property. Amazing property. Before I get for my last couple points, I want to fit in these homes. We just finished a beautiful, beautiful with Septon Homes. We've been building new construction in Fountain Hills right behind Costco. amazing location, new development. Well, we just finished a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,955-square-foot Rambler, three-car garage. And this home is just absolutely gorgeous. They've done white cabinetry in there. They've done updated quartz countertops that are just really sets the house off. Very modern colors and just a real clean, clean, sleek look in one of our best lots that's up there. Super private backyard because it did back up to an existing development. So in your backyard, you get the benefit of all those tall trees and everything from your back neighbor, but you get brand new construction. So it's really a unique location and makes your backyard already feel established. This house is priced at $270,000, and it is just absolutely gorgeous for an address that is 1099 North Oklahoma. So very, very fantastic new construction property. We have actually a unique opportunity. We did have one of those rare times when a sale did flip. We had a property under contract, so I wanted to get this right back out there. 2318 West 21st Avenue. We had a three-bedroom, two-bath, $145,000 Rambler in an amazing location in Kennewick. So that's 2318 West 21st, just right off of Vancouver. So super, super convenient. This is a newer home built in 2007. Amazing construction. Fantastic backyard. All fence, big kitchen, and like I said, getting that in there at $145,000 is just a fantastic, fantastic starter home. Just one of those deals where the buyer didn't complete the transaction on that one, and so we are back on the market and just looking to get that thing back under contract right away. Pick number three, 4801 Bilbao Drive, and this is over in Pasco. This is a one-owner home built in 2008. Four bedrooms plus a den could easily be five bedrooms, three baths, and this house is 2,317 square feet. And Bilbao right there, it's on the side of the street where it backs up to a park. So you've got a fenced yard, but they've got a gate in it. You've got a fenced yard, and then you open the back gate, and, oh, hey, I've got four more acres that I can just run out to. So amazing, amazing location with that park behind you. And this is just tons of upgrades. You get a formal dining. You get kitchen opened up to the living room, upgraded wood flooring. And this place is just priced super well at $230,000. So coming in under $100 a square foot, backing up to a park, this is just a fantastic, fantastic opportunity. So, once again, a lot of great new, even though we're into the fall here, a lot of great new, amazing inventory to take a look at. But those questions, we've had some great questions that you should be asking as you interview. We're going to run short on time like we always do, but I want to get in some good ones that we had. Had just a fantastic one from a seller, it was 2 weeks ago and kind of spurred on for the show, is the seller had a question, and they said, of the homes that didn't sell in the last 6 months, what was the reason why? They're like, okay, you're here for the job, you're interviewing to purchase, but of the homes that you listed that didn't sell in the last 6 months, what was the reason why? And so it's really great to be able to talk to that homeowner, and that's a great question to say what happened there. We really allowed us to have a great discussion about pricing. And a lot of times we're recommending a price, showing the data on a price. But sometimes the market shifts or changes for that style of home. And we could be actively in a shift where we're using data that looks at the last 6 months. But we could actively be in a shift. Regulations could have changed. And we could have missed the market on pricing. And in a market where there's a lot of new construction, a lot of baseline pricing, there's kind of a level of this is how much it costs to build the house, here's what builders are currently replacing it for, that it's very easy to miss the mark by, say, 5 to 7%. And in a market that's really tight like that, if you miss the mark by 5 to 7%, the house might not sell. Whether that was because the market changed or you fudged to the top end of the comparables and should have been on the bottom end of comparables. But that pricing or a market shift is usually the reason that that happens. And so that is a great, great question to talk to people about and have a great conversation. And the last one to fit in here before we have to take off is, do you have an assistant or a team? Our jobs have become very, very intense with the amount of marketing that it requires, maintaining all of the different websites, maintaining the advertising, and being there to answer questions when we're doing, having someone there to answer questions when we're doing the marketing, when we're showing buyers homes, meeting with clients. Those are the activities necessary to continue moving things forward. And while you're out doing that, you also want somebody administratively making sure things are happening on the back end. So I think really talking with somebody about that. And then the very last one, I'm going to end on this one, is asking your agent, what is your advertising budget each month? Just flat out asking them, how much do you spend on advertising each month? That will give you an idea if you're hiring somebody to market a house and market a business and drive buyers to your business. Looking at the dollars spent on that advertising budget that agent spends each month will give you a good idea of what you're facing, whether they know the number. The number's lower than you would anticipate, will help you make some decisions.
Well, that advertising is what gets that home in front of a potential buyer. And if you don't have the ample budget, may not get to the right person, is that right?
Yeah, so that's exactly right. And so it kind of helps you determine a level of aggressiveness for what you're dealing with. And that's really a lot of times what it comes down to is, you know, who's going to market that home, who's going to advise us throughout that transaction. So looking at some of those indicators, I got to thank all the clients out there and potential people that invited us to that interview process. That is always what we say is I would love the opportunity to get in front of you at that interview, at that job interview. So thanks to the listeners and the clients, because that's where all these questions came from. So there's some really, really good ones out there. Super excited about our next couple weeks on the show. Couple great guests, very active community members. Don't miss next week as we start off that series with the mayor of Kennewick.
And we will be back next Saturday right here on News Talk 870.